The gene which I and my people are about shall mutate. We shall take on another form, unrecognizable, spiritual if you like. But once changed, we shall become immutable. Time inconceivable.
Our two planets have met in the body of time for the great purpose of mutation. How you belittle yourself in the scheme of things, and yet how small you are to be so great.
Question of the destiny of man. What will happen to us?
You shall continue on. Your odyssey shall know no end. You will prosper and increase in new worlds, new galaxies. You will populate the deepest reaches of space. You and I are two vital drops in the boundless ocean of time. We shall change, and the change will reverberate through the galaxies and universes of eternity.
Let him see the galaxy in ruins. Let him see the planet Earth that he loves so much in ruins. Then exterminate him.
Very well. He will remain your prisoner until the war is concluded. Then you will bring him to us and we shall exterminate him.
Look!
I see my bad dream.
When we have the secret of eternal life, then we shall be free. We shall not be dependent on your lumbering and uncontrollable rule. We shall travel wherever and whenever we please. But this is mere technology. I want you to join me now in this last experiment. Then together you step forward into the greatest scientific adventure in the whole history of man. Unencumbered by death, we shall leap. Planet to planet, solar system to solar system, from galaxy to galaxy, we shall be as gods.
Where you're going!
Then we shall concentrate on restoring the minds of the revered ones. And then we shall complete our spaceship. Then we shall take our prize to the peoples of the universe and build our new world, in which death shall have no dominion.
Hallelujah!
Yet we are talking about the conquest of death, the greatest medical challenge conceivable.